All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I am joined with Clint Winters, a medical scientist. Doesn't look like one. You look like a musclehead, bro. I don't know what to say. But a medical scientist that discovered canoladine, all right, that this blows me away. Folks, this stuff is life-changing stuff. And you know I don't peddle anything unless I believe in it. And this I believe in. Clint, I'm happy to have you on, man. First of all,
thanks,
I really want people to understand what this is, because this is an incredible thing that you've discovered. You want to say how you discovered this canoladine?
Sure.
Canoladine, correct?
Sure, yeah, canoladine. So it's actually a fairly personal story. In 2016, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And during that time, she was prescribed morphine. And from the minute that she was prescribed morphine, even though we knew she was given essentially a death sentence with cancer, she was terminal, we lost her almost immediately because every day was inebriation. She couldn't recognize who we were. So my sister and I were constantly trying to find other alternatives so at least we could experience some moments with her before she was gone. And we tried everything. Tried CBD. It was the first time she ever smoked weed. I'm not a big weed person. So I had to call my sister on how to use a bong. I mean, it was funny after the fact, right? So we went through all this stuff. And at that time, I had stumbled upon canoladine in a medical journal, but it was too late. She was 2 weeks from passing. So I had read about it. We were gearing up to try her things, and then she passed, and it kind of fell away from my forefront.
How long ago did your mom pass?
She died 2016. Yeah, she died the same year.
Sorry, prayers out to you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was a tough situation, but I really think that it was God's way of showing me something that was out there that people weren't talking about. I really believe that. Because then years after that is where I really dove into canoladine again, and here we are today.
Okay, so I'm dealing with that with my parents right now. My dad's 89, my mom's 85, massive dementia, a lot of pain. She can hardly walk. She's doing the kind of Alzheimer's shuffle right now, and things are really bad for me. So I'm going to start her on this as well, just to lessen the pain. So I've been a fighter my entire life. I started boxing when I was 5 years old. I turned amateur when I was 13 and then pro at 20. Racked up 36 straight wins. I mean, just, you know, really, but dude, I can tell you, like, right now, the pain, I have a high threshold in pain anyway, but from my hands to my feet to my head, especially my head, my neck and my back, the whole thing, pain, right? And I just started this, so I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a believer in the product. I am a believer in your product. Would you tell people how this works exactly? Because I find it fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. So it actually attacks the root cause of pain, which is the lack of endorphin flow in our brain. So as an athlete, you know of endorphins. We all know of endorphins out there, even without being really astute with science, as what gives us a runner's high. So if we're working out, if we're running, you get that second wind where you feel like Superman, you keep going, all of a sudden you feel great, you go. Well, that's the endorphin flow. You get the same thing from sex, from chocolate, lots of different things in life. The problem is that as we age, that flow dwindles and dwindles and dwindles. And what scientists have figured out is that there's a fifth pain receptor in your brain that's called a scavenger receptor. And that thing steals your endorphins from your brain flow. So it never makes it to the four main pain receptors.
Do they know why that even happens?
Age. As this scavenger receptor matures, it becomes stronger than the other four and starts stealing.
So hold on a second.
Blocks it.
So hold on a second. Could this also be an antidepressant?
Absolutely. Because you feel energized and good. It has been studied for that too. Most of the studies right now are all based around pain because of how important, you know, endorphins are 50 times the power of morphine. It's what all of the opioid drugs that are designed out there are made to mimic, because they're made to mimic endorphins. So it's a very, very powerful pain relief molecule in your brain. And all canoladine does, it makes the endorphins available. But you're absolutely right. It's such a new mechanism that it is being looked at for several other functions down the road as well. So who knows where canola line is going to go?
I've been feeling I've been taking quite a few products, and I try them all, right? I take everything, and that's sent to me, and some stuff I send home. All right, I just send back. I say I send back to the manufacturer. I'm like, I'm not into it. I'm not gonna push this stuff. I've been told from doctors and other people that I suffer from adrenal fatigue. The massive dopamine hits, the endorphins from boxing, from wins and jumping up on the ring, and then the massive so I was juggling all these extremes from boxing and the glory and the training and the sparring and the adrenaline and the fights to drinking and the women and the just back and forth, back and forth. I never ever stopped. I never stopped. Until now, I'm sober 4 years and 5 months. I've been sober, alcohol sober, drug sober, everything. I did everything right.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So now that I'm feeling balanced, I want something to start making me feel that, that lift again. I do feel with everything that I'm taking an emotional, like I'm able to. I used to dread going to the gym. Now I'm like, I feel pretty good going to the gym. I feel like I can do this. Does that help with this? I mean, are you going to feel like an emotional uptick or an emotional lift with this stuff?
Well, many people do because the endorphins are actually functioning how they're supposed to. So those things are supposed to make you feel better. The gym's supposed to make you feel good. Going on a walk or a run is supposed to make you feel good. Having a laugh with someone is supposed to make you feel good. But the problem is when your brain isn't functioning properly, just like, by the way, just like your heart, just like your memory aspects of your brain, just like other parts of your body that we supplement and we support through supplements. This system, this endorphin system, is the same thing. When it's not functioning like it should, then what you expect from the endorphins won't be there. So that uplifting feel won't exist. So Canolidine enhances that process to make it possible again. So not only is it important for pain relief, which is why people use it, but also getting that natural sensation that you're seeking, whether it's from working out or whether it's from laughing or going out. Here's the other thing too, is you just mentioned all that pain. Well, when you start to lower your pain, guess what you can do more of? You can go hang out with friends more. You can go to the gym more. You can go on a hike more. You can go play golf more. Things that make you
You
happy
feel like
because
doing things. You actually,
you feel like doing things.
when I'm in
Exactly.
pain, when my back was in like at a level 10, I just wanted to lay in bed and I hated life. I was
Yeah.
gritting my teeth. Now I'm getting out, I'm doing stuff. I want to go to the gym. I want to feel the warm sun on my face. I get like a kick of endorphins. Dude, like there's
Absolutely.
probably a lot of
Yeah.
people listening to this right now that are like suffering and want a way out of this. Their life is miserable.
And that's the thing is that there's so many people that think about it. You work your whole life, right? You work so hard for so long to get to a place where you can have freedom. You can go do the things you want. You get to that age and then you're sick and you're in pain and you don't want to do anything. And you don't want to travel. You don't want to, hang out with your wife. You don't want to see your friends. It's like, what did you do it all for? And like we before the interview, we were talking about, managing the age and kind of extending your prime. I mean, that's the key is finding natural solutions and ways to really extend your prime because we all have a lot of life to live. No one wants to think about life being, yeah, you work and then you die and that's it. I mean, that
Yeah,
sucks,
I have a lot of friends that played pro sports, like pro football. One of my friends coaches for a pro football team. I don't want to say who it is because I don't want to talk about that. But also Major League Baseball. I got friends that were basketball, NBA. I have friends UFC, boxing. And I'm going to tell you right now, one thing we all had in common, because I can say had for me, pain, a lot of pain.
Damn.
And not just physical, bro. I'm talking emotional. These guys can't even watch. Once they retire, they can't even watch it on television anymore. They're so over it. They feel like they've been used. They have a very negative outlook on the sport. I kind of do with boxing, although I've noticed that I'm gravitating more towards it again, because I feel better about myself. I feel better. I feel inside better. So I'm wondering if this is part of it. But so many people that probably are listening to this program right now or have worked their asses off, whether they've had injuries in sports, injuries just playing with the kids, or they have kids, they can't play with them anymore. They're dealing with a lot of injuries, a lot of emotional turmoil, a lot of it. Because you get older, bro, it just compounds and compounds and compounds and compounds. So I feel like they should give this a shot because I feel like it's helping me. And I think it's an amazing thing and it's natural, right? I mean, it's not pharmaceutical stuff, man. So no, that's right there, and that should,
it's, yeah,
go ahead.
And it's drug free. And that's what you brought up UFC. And that was a huge thing for me as a scientist. I was able to bring this to the Performance Institute, and they were, you know, behind closed doors, they were saying, hey, we're trying to make sure we can give our athletes something to utilize that's not a drug, because obviously most of the harder pain substances are banned. You won't pass a drug test. Also, they're highly addictive. I mean, and
so this isn't addictive.
This is not addictive. There's no inebriation, so you can.
But
take
people
it,
get addicted to feeling good. I mean, people are going to be like, "Dude, I feel better." That's addicting.
sure, but it's not addicting chemically. To where you. I mean, we saw what happened like with OxyContin, where you're willing to go, you know, rob a pharmacy to get the stuff. Like it was actually changing receptors in your brain. This just, you get it. Honestly, it's not even feeling good. This is feeling how you're supposed to feel. This is feeling how your body was designed to feel before we've had years of, you know, enhanced cortisol, which really, you know, runs everything down. Food, with all the food that we eat, you know, throughout American society, it's not great for us. Toxins, inflammation, all these things year after year after year after year brought us to a point where we're on all different levels of pain. So this is allowing us to feel how we're supposed to feel. And that function, the endorphins, it's a God-given function. It's how our brain was supposed to operate. It's just allowing that to fire the way it's supposed to fire. And one thing I want to point out too is this isn't like Advil or like an aspirin. This is a daily use supplement. It's the first ever daily use pain relief supplement ever invented. So you take this daily, even when you start to feel great, you take it every day because it's supporting that function. Just like I said before, just like you support your joints, you support your heart, you support your brain, all the supplements you would take, you take this for your natural endorphin flow. That's how you support it each and every day. Athletes are taking it. Over 100,000 aging Americans are using it every day. We have thousands and thousands of testimonials that have poured in from all different levels of pain, from, hey, you know, my back's ached for the last 6 years, to I've been in chronic pain and now this has totally changed my life. So I'm just happy to be able to talk about it, because whenever you're dealing with something that's natural and is not a drug, sometimes it's hard to get the word out because everything is so focused around big pharma and that money machine that exists with pharma, that this is natural, it's safe, it's not addictive, it's helping thousands of people, it's helping athletes. It's something that frankly, everyone over 40 should be using, because we all experience. I don't care how good of shape you are. You have some level of pain that you're dealing 100%. With. And this just makes it better.
Dude, my knees used to ache and my knees, my back. Folks, I used to not be able to, I used to be an avid runner. I used to run under a 7 minute mile and I'd do 3 miles in 21 minutes flat or 19 and some change. Now, well, I got to the point doing like a 15-minute mile. I mean, I was slow and fat. But I'd be laying in bed for 3 days afterwards. Back, my knees. I mean, dude, inflammation everywhere. Now I'm running the treadmill. I'm feeling good. I'm not gonna lie. I run probably once a week now, once or twice a week. But I do an incline walk. But I still try to get the run in here and there. I'm doing a lot better than the 15-minute mile of the. I'm doing about an 11 and some change right now, working my way up, but it's getting there. And but I tell you, the one thing is that it's not just a pain reliever. You actually feel good, right? You feel elevated. That's what I love about it. And you were talking about the scavenger, what that grabs the endorphin
receptor,
brain receptor,
yeah.
Can you elaborate on that? Because I might have cut you off a little bit on that. Can you elaborate?
Sure. How that works? So the scavenger receptor is essentially the root of all evil when it comes to pain in the body. So what science has figured out is this: we used to think there was four pain receptors. There's actually five. It's just the fifth one is what they call a scavenger receptor. And as your body weakens, this receptor has gotten stronger. So as you go through events, so let's say your knee hurts or your back hurts or you're running or whatever it is, and you have an event where your brain goes, okay, we need to release endorphins to feel better, it's releasing endorphins and this fifth receptor is grabbing them. So it never makes it to these four. These four are where pain pills hit. You know, this is where opioids target, as they oversaturate these four pain receptors. So we have endorphins to do that job for us. It's the natural way we relieve pain. But because of this fifth receptor, it doesn't make it to the source it has to get to. So canolidine blocks this receptor. So now within 7 days, as your brain's releasing endorphins, it's making it to your four receptors, like when you were 10, 12, 15, 20 years old, back when you used to, like I said, like you could fall off a bike, you know, get up the next day, brush yourself off, you know, you're in pain for maybe a day and you're back at it. Now at fall off a bike at 40, fall off a bike at 50, it's a whole different thing. I mean, you might be hurt for the rest of your life. Right.
I wonder with all the opiates, I've done a lot in my time, painkillers. I mean, dude, I used to throw a handful in my mouth and chew them. I mean, it was bad. And then I would, you know, alcohol abuse, cocaine, whatever, dude. I mean, I'm wondering if that damaged the receptors. Probably the receptor sites were damaged, right? I mean, would you say? And
100%. It's like when a guy takes a lot of testosterone. If you overuse testosterone, your body no longer knows how to make it on itself, right? Like you need help to bring it back. It's the same exact thing with your pain receptors. That's why if you talk to someone who's addicted to Oxy, one of the reasons they got heavily addicted is because they tried to go off. And when they did go off, they were in more pain than they've ever been in their entire life. Why? Because the receptors were no longer working the way they're supposed to work. And their endorphin flow was non-existent because their brains, because your body's so intelligent, right? It's like, hey, okay, you have pain relief handled. You're taking this other stuff. I'm cool. I can go take a vacation. So it literally does nothing because it's smart that way. Same thing with testosterone. It knows how to allocate resources brilliantly, almost too good in this scenario, because then when it needs to turn it back on, there's a huge delay.
Let me ask you this. Have you seen people honestly get off their pain relievers and switch to this? And if so, do they have to get off the pain relievers first before they try this? Because I would imagine those would be disrupting the flow of the canolidine. I would imagine that they would be overloading the pain receptors with whatever they're on. Wouldn't they have to get off that first to give canolidine a chance to work?
That's a great point. Yes, so they wean themselves. But here's the disturbing part. Here's where a lot of customers have found canolidine. Is because of the opioid crisis and because of what happened and because of how all, you know, it was regulated, people that had been prescribed, let's say OxyContin for years, all of a sudden doctors, because of everything that came down, got scared and said, I'm sorry, I can't give this to you anymore. This is no longer a long-term thing. So I'm sorry. And a lot of those people, what happened? They went and became drug addicts. They went into heroin or whatever. So they were searching.
Fentanyl. I've lost three friends from fentanyl just last year. I wish I would have had this.
Yeah. So they're looking for solutions. So when they've come across canolidine, they use canolidine. And yes, we have so many converts where they go from opioid use, either wean off or they're off cold turkey. Now they're on canolidine. They're living pain free. They're happy again. So that's why.
I feel like a lot of people that are taking, let's say, any street drug, you know, fentanyl, let's just say, I found that a lot of them blame their back or their joints or, oh man, I can't get the pain relievers I need from the doctor anymore. I got to be on fentanyl. But I always feel like it's an emotional issue. Like I always feel like they got something really dark they're dealing with and the pain is just too heavy, because I know a lot of drug addicts. And I relate to them because I dabbled in it here and there, you know, in boxing, you know, in between fights or whatever, I would do whatever I wanted to do, but I thought I was like Superman. I don't know what the hell was wrong. I just did everything, I've noticed that one thing they have in common is this dark heaviness, that they all deal with. And I'm wondering if they could just cut that out, cut out the fentanyl. And maybe try this canolidine, if this will help. Like, seriously, man, this could be an answer for them.
I mean, think about it this way, from a, you know, because we you and I kind of hit on it. from a brain operation standpoint, if the molecule in our brain, the endorphin that's made to make us feel good, no longer fires, you're never going to be happy. No. Like, you're never going to do anything in life that's going to make you happy. So, like, of course, they're going to go through life dark. I mean, I would too. So would you. If we didn't have any level of endorphins at all, it would be a really, really bad day for both of us. So I absolutely think someone who was, you know, working through it. Now, I think addiction can be complicated. I think there's, you know, counseling, a lot of stuff that has to happen with someone who, but from a chemical standpoint, if they're looking solely to, if it's solely like, okay, emotionally, I've gotten over my addiction, but I need something to ease the pain, Canoldine is an absolute perfect solution to move over to get relief without the fear of being addicted to a substance.
You know, I got to say, like, that's probably the number one substance, right? Are the opiates right now? Is that what's the most?
Yeah.
Is it pain relievers?
Oof, it's
more
100,
so than any drug, this, right?
This number is startling. It's expected that pharma's pain revenue will be $109 billion by 2030. So if people think that it kind of went away with Oxy, they got to go. They got to wake up. I mean, it's pain.
But not to mention business. Not to mention how many people are dying from fentanyl on the streets. I mean,
absolutely.
I've heard over, I think it was in, a doctor told me that in 2021 by itself, it was like over 160,000 deaths. And I've heard of people dropping in bars and in clubs. I mean, it's like a battlefield, man. Like the club scene now, I've heard people are just dropping. Have you heard the same thing?
I have heard the same thing. It's gotten, a lot of people think the crisis has gotten better. It's gotten worse. It just switched. You know, Oxy was so heavily publicized, or TV shows about it and everything else, but you're right, fentanyl is worse and it's on our doorstep right now. And it just speaks to the drug crisis we have, because think about it, it's like a legal cartel. I mean, billions and billions and billions of dollars are being made off of people's suffering. And, you know, and that's what really, it's so frustrating to me with the medical knowledge of Canoldine. It's been there. Like the from this discussion, wouldn't you think this is something that should have been screamed from the rooftops as we're going through this?
Yes.
Right. But it doesn't make pharma money. It will eventually. They're working on a synthesized version of Canoldine years down the road that'll sell for however much money. So they'll worry about it then. But for now, helping people, it doesn't fit into the profit profile.
The money's not in the cure. They don't ever really.
No. No.
You know, when I was I went out with some buddies just about 4 or 5 months ago, and I don't drink anymore. So I was like, you know, I want to go check out the scene. And I went out in Scottsdale. And I went with some buddies, and, you know, they're partiers, and they bring medical testing kits to test the drugs they're going to take. And I'm like, man, you have to go through all that back in my day, dude. Like, I'm the old guy now, right? I'm the dinosaur. I'm like, back in my
just
day.
Take it,
Fred. I'm like talking about, like, I was like, dude, I trusted the cocaine. I did the Molly. I did whatever I wanted. I drank. And I don't, what are you guys doing? They're like, bro, people are dropping. And now with all fentanyl, the designer stuff that's out there, I don't even know what half this crap is. I mean, and folks, I'm sober. I don't touch anything anymore. I'm clean. But I'm just saying, I got to tell you, like, if I can make myself feel even better, because I thought I thought the punches to the head in boxing, CTE, and I have friends that played pro football, they're kind of messed up. And I'm wondering if this can help us in that way too, because everyone's just looking to feel better and deal with their pain right now. I've noticed an uptick and an uplift in my emotional, in my emotions. My emotional stability has been pretty damn good, and I've been feeling. Yeah. I know that I've been sober for 4 years and 5 months this month, but now I'm wanting to like do a little more, really start tweaking myself out to where I'm just that much better, dude. And I mean, I go out and I see these guys partying, and I'm like, man, you're missing the boat, dude. You guys are missing. You know,
you're letting it, it's so funny you say that, because it's like you're on a path of life, and I feel like partying and things like once you come to that realization that you have all these off ramps you can keep taking, and if you just stay on your path, like, you're going to get to where you want to get to. But it's so easy to be kind of sucked over here and sucked over there, and it can be awkward because you have good friends for a long time. They're like, hey, bro, like, let's come, you know, hang out, because I'm just like you. I'm very structured. I go to bed at a certain time. I work out at a certain time. So I have to say no to a lot of people, and I don't mind the party scene. I have my own goals and focuses, and that takes me away from it. And sometimes it can hurt relationships, because they're like, oh, well, you know, I guess you're too big time to come hang out with us. Like, no, bro. Like, I just don't, I don't want to be out till 1 o'clock in the morning at a bar. Like, I got stuff I have to do tomorrow. Like, you know, plus I'm 42 years old. If I did decide to drink, it affects me way different.
And you would look weird in the bars. You're at that age now. Yeah. We're the dinosaurs.
Guy,
right?
No one wants to be that guy. No one wants to be that guy.
I was that guy at 42. That's where I quit. I'm like, that's not a good look. But hey, Canoladine, folks, Canoladine. So does it affect everyone differently, or does everyone just get the same response out of this? Is it kind of just, and it does, and it takes how long to start noticing the benefits?
So it takes 7 days. It takes 7 days to work its way into your receptors properly. That's the guideline I always give. Some people take it from day one. They're like, I feel different right away. Some people will take the full 7 days. So it all depends on your body's makeup. It depends on how compromised your endorphin flow is, you know, what your past experience is, what drugs you've taken in the past. All these different things will play a part into how it works. Now, as far as results, just like any drug or supplement out there, it's going to vary from person to person. We've had people who go, it doesn't work at all, to people who were on the brink of suicide, who this saved their life and they've never felt better, right? So it's all across the board. So that's why GDR Labs offers a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Wow.
So
you give people a money-back guarantee so people can try this and they don't get the results they want.
Try it and give it a good college try.
Come on, what's the catch? What if someone's like, hey, dude, I want my money back. I want to go buy something.
They get it back. They get it back.
Kilo.
There's so many more people that are taking it, that love it, that wish they bought more, you know, at the time of purchase, that it's few and far between that we get people who want to return it, because if they're taking it correctly and they understand the technology, and then even just doing a little bit of research, like you Google Canoladine, I'm telling you right now, man, like Googling Canoladine, you're like, how in the world was this stuff not on every major news channel everywhere?
It was suppressed, right? It was not.
It's suppressed. It's suppressed. It just was something that was purposely not discussed, because the solution is there. When you have top scientists comparing it to morphine with no side effects, and people were dying on
They're
the streets.
They're comparing this to
about.
Morphine without the side
scientists.
Effects.
Scientists. And that's not some marketing lingo. That's not a sales page. Those are scientists from Scripps that compared Canoladine to morphine with no side effects. And this stuff was not talked about until me do an interview, which is crazy to me. It's crazy. But that's why I'm so thankful.
This is insane.
You know, that we're
because my audience... I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of my audience, they're newly sober, or a lot of them have been sober. I've been very upfront with my addiction that I've, you know, clean now, but I've been very upfront with my battles and my sobriety. And so I have a big audience that are looking to get sober or are just newly sober. So this really could help them.
This is huge for them, because also it's certified drug free. So there's no nonsense. You know, so you don't have, like, in working with UFC, as you know, from just professional sports in general, they take their supplements, anything that they promote to their fighters is, we had to go through a huge vetting process. We had to go through, I don't know if you're familiar with BSCG, Banned Substance Control Group, but they
I'm
do all
I'm
the
like
testing.
USADA, but that's not what you dealt with, or?
Yeah. So USADA is like the managing agency, but then BSCG is who does all the testing. So they stamp it and certify it as drug-free. They're kind of like NSF. NSF is another competitor.
Okay.
BSCG and NSF are competitive companies. So we had to send it through them. And essentially, that whole vetting process, you know, they checked every ingredient, every label, every batch that was made, how it's made. So that was a big shining star of achievement for me to get that ingredient into UFC, just because they're so stringent on their
How many
guidelines.
Athletes are on it right now?
So it's dispersed through the UFCPI. So whoever wants to use it through the PI.
Wow. I should get the Diaz brothers on this. I'm pretty close to them. Man, this is awesome. I mean, Clint, this is really good stuff. I hope people learn something from this, and I hope they give it a shot, because Canoladine's where it's at, folks. I wouldn't put this out there if I didn't believe in it. Clint, I just want to say thank you, man, for sharing your story and how you came about this. You're really helping humanity, man. If this can help people with addiction, this is amazing, man. This is breakthrough stuff.
Thanks, buddy. And just so you know, too, we as I talked about before the show, we did a special price just for your audience because I know how your audience would respond to this, and I appreciate your support, and I appreciate you letting me get the word out. So we created a special link, which is trycono.com/Nino, and dude, it's way discounted. It's $29 per bottle. It's usually over $100.
Damn,
$29
it's
per
only
bottle.
29. All right.
Less than $1 a day. And the whole goal is, at this point, working with GDR, I just want to get these out into people's hands, have people try it, have people talk about it, spread the word. Because that, as a community, that's what's going to help spread the word of safe, natural, safe, relief.
Have you thought of like doing festivals, man? Like, I mean, because a lot of youth will benefit from this. If you could tell them, hey, this is natural, you don't have to be on drugs. Try canolatine and go to like
Yeah.
Coachella or like fest music festivals or something like that.
That's
I would
not,
pitch a tent out there and do it and put this stuff out
yeah.
there. Why not?
Why not? You're absolutely right. I mean, any way that we can get the word out to help people, to give them an
Dude, go
option,
after the youth, man.
yeah, that's where you're right. I mean, honestly, everybody. I mean, the youth, and then the older crowd too, just because a lot of those, they're helpless.
I
That
have a
they've
feeling.
lost hope.
I have a feeling if I'm right. There's going to be a massive shift coming that the youth are going to start going more to towards healthy alternatives. You're already seeing a lot of them go vegan and stuff like that. So why not something like this? I mean, there's already like sober bars popping up here and there all over the place. I go, there's a lot of
Yeah.
young kids that are like, man, I'm not into that stuff. I've noticed a lot of people stop drinking. A lot of like it's like the trend right now. Like I've seen it
It
happening
is.
because it's
I
just
agree.
so dangerous out there. It's not even worth messing with.
No, I agree. I think we're finally starting to wake up as a population and go, there's healthier ways to live life, there's better ways to live life. There's things we can do preemptively to live a healthier, longer life. Because before now, think about it. It was always, just live how you live, then go to the doctor, then get on pills, right? And then you're kind of in that cycle. It wasn't, what can I do now, today? How can I do, what can I do today to support my brain, support my heart, support my endorphins? That didn't exist. Like and that shift is brilliant to me because finally it's people taking control of their life now and going, what can I do today at 20, 30, 40 years old to keep myself in shape and healthy and in my prime and extend that prime out so I'm not 60 in a hospital bed with the rest of my life, ruined, which
Dude,
a lot of people end up.
what is the science prize that people win? Is it not the Nobel Peace Prize, but what's the other one? Is there another? There's something
Well,
else.
there's a Nobel Prize for medicine.
Okay, well, you should get that.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, man. Clint, this is awesome stuff, man. I hope my audience is paying attention. They give it a shot. What do you got to lose, folks? What have you got to lose?
There's
Feel
literally nothing to
better.
lose
Cut the
other
crap
than your
out.
pain.
Yeah, get rid of the addictions. Cut out the pain. Get started. And it's coming from me, a boxer, okay? Hey, yo. All
Yeah,
right. Clint, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you coming on, and I know I'll have you again.
thanks, buddy.